Is ons stemme manne se genade.
That is shed abroad in our hearts. That gives us the strength that we need. That gives health to our bodies. That gives us spiritual insight. That speaks to us in our moments of tribulation and trouble. That comforts us in the time that we need to be comforted. Father, I pray this morning that you would anoint your word. You see the needs that are here in this congregation. Far better than any man might know. For you see the heart of every person, every child, every individual. And we pray for the loosening of the Spirit of God this morning. Father, I pray that your thoughts would be my thoughts. My words, your word. I pray for the ears of the hearer. So it is not so much what they hear in English or Amharic, but it is what the Spirit ministers to them and how it quickens them. So we ask you, Lord, to have preeminence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I am coming to you in faith. When the Lord called me, He told me that if I would open my mouth, He would fill it. And that is a principle that I have operated on for 40 some years. And I trust that the words that I speak to you will be a direct word from God. Because you see, God knows what you're needing. God knows the food that you need to chew on. Oh, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, how many of you have Bibles? Can I see them? Praise God. It's a pretty good show. How many of you have cell phones? See your cell phone. Come on, don't be bashful. If you have a cell phone, raise your hands. Come on, don't be bashful. Almost everybody has a cell phone. Now tell me, in your relationship with God, which is more important? Your Bible? Or your cell phone?
The word of God.
I have yet to hear of anyone dialing 911 or whatever your emergency number is and getting a hold of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I have heard of many testimonies, and mine included, who have inquired many times and often of God for an answer, and He always responded. Hallelujah. Now this Bible is not something you sit on the table or on the shelf and you pick it up occasionally when you come to church. Maybe some of you do, some of you don't. Hallelujah. But if you believe in God, you have to believe in the living word. Hallelujah. This is the living word word of a living God. And there's something that God does for you to make this book a living book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's called the blood of Jesus Christ. Because when you are born again, when you accept God as your personal Savior, you are born again, and you are born again unto a realm that is spiritual and heavenly. Hallelujah. A realm that is outside of this realm that you are presently living in. But you, as a born again Christian, can coexist in the realm that you are living and the realm. And the realm, what we call the realm of heaven or the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and everything that was made by the Word of God. And then as you go down into the book of John, the first chapter, you find that they said that the Bible says that that Word that was in the beginning, that was with God, that was working with God to do the business of God, and all of the things that God created was manifested in a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? Hallelujah. What made him compatible with that word? What was it of his character or his the consistency of who and what he was that gave him that compatibility with God, that God said that he and the word were one and the same thing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was the aspect of the position of him being a son. Hallelujah. Because later on in the same chapter, it says, not being born of the will of man, not being born of the flesh, not being born of the world or the thought of man, but born by the will of God. Hallelujah. And from that position of nativity, the Word and God and Jesus were one in the same thing. Do you agree with me? If you do, say amen.
Amen.
You must be tired. You must have expended all of your energy already. I hope that you can hear what the Lord is saying to you today. I want you to reflect on what it is that you have. When you were born again, of what spirit were you born?
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
You were born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now tell me, is the Spirit of God that you were born of, that has given you life, that has given you the essence of God inside of you, is it any different than the essence of God that was in Jesus the man? Hello? Are you there?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you and I start out in the same place when we are born again, as is being described in John chapter 1 of chapter 1 of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there is a creative force in you that is totally different than the you that it is inside of. Hallelujah. But you know, the problem is, when we look in the mirror, we do not see that creative force. Hallelujah. We see the flesh. We see the components and all of the things that pertain to who and what we are. Hallelujah. And the devil wants to work on that knowledge and use it in a form and fashion, hallelujah, to keep you subjected to the mentality of that flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says of Jesus Christ that he was the firstborn of many brethren. Hallelujah. Are you one of those brethren? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your parentage isn't actually coming from mom and dad or grandma and grandfather. Your lineage comes from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And brethren, if you do not believe it, I suggest you go into your Bible and you read Romans, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. Because it says, that which is born of God is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the devil has invented a theology. Now, the word theology, at least in the English, is a word that pertains to religion. And the devil has invented a theology. And that theology says that you are human and that you cannot be anything else but human. How many of you know that the devil got into church business a long time ago? Hallelujah. Oh yes, the devil's been in church business a very long time. And the devil has some very, very big churches, some mega churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells you that it is so because it says the devil shall come as an angel of light. Hallelujah. And what the devil wants you to know or wants you to believe is that you cannot have the position or the place of what God wants you to have in this life. That you have to wait. Hallelujah. Until you pass over. Until you cross Jordan into the realm that we call heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if we believe that the Word of God is the Word of God, then the Old Testament as well as the New Testament is pertinent to us as Christians. Christians, it has something in that it can give us to give us the life that we need to become what it is that God wants us to be. Oh, yes. What does God want us to be? Good Christians, good fathers, good mothers, good young people serving the Lord, working out their salvation. Is that what it is that God wants us to be? Hallelujah. Well, yes, He does want us to be that. But that being that is a side issue or a side effect of what it is He wants us to be. Hallelujah. And not what we just what He wants us to be, but what it is that we He wants us to become. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter. Now this is God speaking, brethren. This is not a prophet. This is not a man writing in a book. Hallelujah. This is God speaking. And He says, let us make man in our own image.
Hallelujah.
Now God wanted to make you and I in His own image. I would ask you, what is the image of God? Hallelujah. Does He have two hands? Two feet? One head? Hallelujah. No. I believe that the Bible says they that worship God must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. But what we know about God is that He is a triune being. He is one God that has three parts. One God that has three parts. Hallelujah. And you could just as well call that the image of God, because it gives us an understanding of what God is. Hallelujah. God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. All inclusive. Hallelujah. A force beyond the capability of our imagination. Hallelujah. We see that omnipotency in the creation of the world. Hallelujah. It says that God is omniscient. Hallelujah. That means He knows anything and everything. Hallelujah. In fact, anything and everything that we know is from God, because He's the sum total of all knowledge. Hallelujah. And knowledge that is yet to come. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent. These are the characteristics that make up the omni-God. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the image of God, we're talking about the makeup of who and what God is in the omni quality of His being. Hallelujah. So the image of God is in the Trinity of what it is that we believe is God. Hallelujah. So God, when He wanted to make you and I into His image, He had to follow the pattern of His own being. And He had to create one entity that had three parts. Hallelujah. Are you listening to God this morning? Hallelujah. You are three parts. You're sitting in front of me as a triune being. Hallelujah. You have a spirit. You have a soul. And you have a body. Hallelujah. 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 And when God made you, He made you in such a fashion and in such a way that you would be capable of reproducing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I got to go down. I don't think I got enough wire. So I'm just going to use my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother there got some more wire. He's, and you understand him better anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God made you in a quality, in a consistency that would be... Are you there?
Yes.
That is compatible with Him. Hallelujah. And furthermore, you're the only thing that God made that has the ability to reproduce God. Hallelujah. You even have something the angels do not have. Did you know that? Hallelujah. You were created a little lower than the angels. But God gave you the ability to rise up above the angels and to sit with Him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. That is the quality. That is the consistency. Hallelujah. Of the aspect of what God gave to you when you got born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 says, we were not born of the will of man. Hallelujah. We were not born of the will of the flesh. Hallelujah. But we were born by the virtue of the Word of God. Hallelujah. 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 You have something in you that is far greater than anything God created. Hallelujah. Because God only created one man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his name was Adam. Hallelujah. And when God breathed into that man, hallelujah, Adam became a living soul. Hallelujah. You have a living soul. Hallelujah. This little child, this little baby, hallelujah, this little girl, these little boys, hallelujah, have enough of God in the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to destroy hell and all of its demons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you hear me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The church is living way down here. Hallelujah. So far below. Below their calling and their election. Hallelujah. Because God, it wasn't enough. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I gotta get in front of you. Excuse me. Hallelujah. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for God just to create you in His image. God wants you to be just like Him. Hallelujah. And when you receive the blood of Jesus Christ, when you are born again, you move out of the realm of humanity. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You move out of the realm of humanity into the realm of divinity. Hallelujah. Because the thing that is in your soul is eternal. Hallelujah. It is not governed. It is not regulated by this flesh. The devil wants you to believe that it is. The devil wants to come with his big strong body. He wants to come with his big ugly faces. Hallelujah. And he wants to come with the blood dripping off of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This little boy has the power to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We should not be raising our children, do you hear me, to be human. We should not be raising our children, hallelujah, to be mortal. We should be teaching our children of the eternity that God has for them. Hallelujah. We should teach our children to walk after Christ. Hallelujah. To become like Him, and to disseminate and to tear down every kingdom of hell. Loose! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the plan of God. The plan of God is not coming to church, sitting down in the seat, hearing a good word, getting edified, and then go out into the street and fall right back into sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Bible says that God does not dwell in tabernacles made with hands in time. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? I have nothing wrong with a building. I have nothing wrong with congregating in a building. But if the building and the place of worship becomes the focal point, hallelujah, hallelujah, we have lost the objective of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It seems the philosophy of church is to build bigger buildings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we should be expanding the capacity of God within man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, says that every man, hallelujah, listen to the word of God, hallelujah, every man, hallelujah, is given a gift of Christ. Did you hear it? You have a gift that is given to you of Christ. Paul said it another way. He says, I travail again, little children. That Christ! That Christ be served in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you a secret. My little secret. When I was planning to come back to Ethiopia, and I was in communication with my brothers, hallelujah, I said, brothers, I want to go back to that little church. Hallelujah. Not because it's a church. Because I sensed in the spirit Spirit the last time I was here. Hallelujah. That there is a hunger in and amongst the people. Hallelujah. For the breaking of the living bread. Hallelujah. So I made it a point to come back here again. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you that God has a plan and a purpose. Hallelujah. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the church says that you are a candidate to get into heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not that you're a candidate for heaven. Sister, you already have heaven inside of you. Heaven is already there. Heaven has come down into the midst of your soul. Hallelujah. And if heaven is inside of you, why would I want to go from here to heaven? Hallelujah. Why would I want to move? Why would I want to change my position to go somewhere else when I have heaven? I have heaven inside of me! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you consider heaven
as the
dwelling place of God, and if you look at the dwelling place of God as the habitation of God the King, and if we want more of heaven than what is inside of us, then we have to do what the scriptures command us to do. Listen to what it says. John chapter 3. He says, you must be born again to see. Did you hear it? Hallelujah. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Seeing the kingdom of God is not participating with or being in or facilitating and working with God in that environment. Hallelujah. I have to do what the scripture tells me to do. If I want to enter the kingdom of God, I must be born of the water, and I must be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I have the ability now to enter into God. Hallelujah. When we talk about the kingdom of God, we're talking about a position or a place of intimate fellowship with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And John in chapter 1, hallelujah, says this is the light.
Yes.
That lighteth every man. Hallelujah. That cometh into the world. Hallelujah. It says that the light shineth. Hallelujah. Into my darkness. Hallelujah. And my darkness could not suppress it. My darkness could not keep it down. Hallelujah. And when I received it, I became born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. God wants to make you like Him. There's a story in Luke chapter 1. It's the story of Mary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. and the birth or the conception of life that came to her via the overshadowing of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Do you know what convinced Mary? Do you know what persuaded Mary to submit herself to the process?
Hallelujah.
It was a word. It was a word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The definition, the Greek definition of the word angelos.
Hallelujah.
Is one that bears a message. Hallelujah. And the message that they bear has the power of creation inside of it if you believe. Let me give you an example that maybe all of you can relate to. And I just give you some of my personal testimony as an illustration of it. When I was a sinner, living in the world, many men came to me. Many people came to me and said, "You need to be born again." Any of you ever have that experience? Come to you and give you the gospel. And it's like you're like this. What'd you say? I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Huh?
One day, somebody came. Same scriptures, same words, same demeanor, same behavior. But when they spoke, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, I was smitten. And I had this thing called conviction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says to us sometimes? That we host angels unawares.
Hallelujah.
That woman that came to you wasn't a man or a woman. He was working, or she was working, in the capacity of a messenger being sent from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I felt it and I responded, hallelujah, something happened. Hallelujah. I was inseminated. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Life. Hallelujah! Begin to percolate in my being. Hallelujah! They say that the soul of man is like the woman, is the womb of the church. Hallelujah! That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah! And so when you receive that word, there is something that God imparts unto you that changes the internal environment of your being forever. Hallelujah! That's just the initiation. Hallelujah. The angel told Mary, he said, "This holy thing that shall be
formed in your womb shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Do you know that the people of the Old Testament, the women of the Old Testament, had a greater understanding of the Scripture? And I'm talking about the Torah, the thing that they had in that hour, in that day. And they had a belief. A belief in it. They believed that it would happen. Because you see, there was a prophetic word that was delivered to Israel. And in particular to the women of Israel. Hallelujah. And it goes back to the prophecy of what God prophesied over Eve. Come on. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. And I'm not just talking to the women. Hallelujah. Because the church is supposed to be the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God prophesied over humanity when he prophesied over Eve. Hallelujah. He said, thy seed shall come forth out of thy bowels. Hallelujah. And it shall bruise the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. And the head of the serpent shall bruise the heel of your issue. Hallelujah. You know, Eve understood what he was saying. Adam knew what God was saying. He said, out of flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Was coming the divinity of God in the form of a man. Hallelujah. And so the wives of the lineage that God had chosen to deliver this seed would vie to conceive, to bring forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me? Hallelujah. There was such a tenacity and determination that they wanted to be the one. Hallelujah. That brought forth the reality of that prophecy. Hallelujah! But you know, God always upsets man's plan. And you know what? Christ did not come out of a pure breed of what is called Israel. Huh? Hallelujah. Have you ever gone through the lineage of God in Matthew, in Mark? How about Rahab? Rahab. She was she was out of a different people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about Ruth?
Ruth and Mew.
God went outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because God wanted to demonstrate something. Hallelujah. That what they were having in the natural and the literalness of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he could go outside and pick anybody to do the same thing with. Hallelujah. I am just reading recently in the New Testament where Paul is talking about we as a wild olive branch being grafted into the root, which is God.
Hallelujah.
So what is God saying to us as a people? What is God saying to me as a man? Hallelujah. God is saying to me that I have the availability of becoming like Him. Hallelujah. 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 There is a scripture in John, it's in one of the Gospels, not the Gospels, but the book of John. Hallelujah. I want to read it to you. Hallelujah. John, 1 John, my goodness, this John. Now, you know, we are talking about a relationship. Hallelujah. A relationship. My, what a relationship John had. Hallelujah. John, first book of John, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are two words in the New Testament Greek that talk about children and sons. Hallelujah. And the word technos means a small child that has the blood of his father in his veins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Which blood do you have? There is another word that is called Julios. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's a mature son. That's a son that is ready to come into his position, ready to move with the Father. Hallelujah. And sometimes stand in the place of his Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the Bible, in the context of which John is using it, hallelujah, and yet he calls us the sons, hallelujah, he uses the terminology in the Greek of technon as that which is has the blood of the Father within his veins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Hallelujah. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but this we know, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Hallelujah. For it says we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says now.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Can you say now?
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy. There's not too many of you here that is older some, but not too many here that is older than I am. But you're not showing half as much energy as I feel. Hallelujah. You guys should be coming out of your seats. Hallelujah. There should be a shout starting at your toes.
Hallelujah.
Moving up through your legs. Hallelujah. That gets your legs jumping. Hallelujah. That makes your arms go up. Hallelujah. It makes your mouth come open. Hallelujah. And you're able to say, Hallelujah! Glory to God! We should be moved by the Word of God in the same capacity that music that we play moves us. Why does it take the drums? Why does it take the rhythm? Boom, 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 boom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To get us to begin to respond in a physical way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that the Word of God is like food? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it fills my soul. It fills my being. It gives me strength and vitality. Hallelujah. And what I have is just a little tiny bit of the portion that God has to give me. Hallelujah. I think that God is afraid. If He gives me too much, hallelujah, I will just explode all over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Jesus at the well. He had an appointment with the Father. He had an appointment that the Father had made for him. Not man. Not your secretaries. Not your wives. Not your business. Hallelujah. Hey, God had an appointment. Because the scripture says He had need, must need to go through Samaria. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did I leave my handkerchief up there?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, because there was a woman there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a woman there. And you know something? She must have been crying out to God. I believe it. I believe she was aware of her wretched condition. Wake up in the morning, different bed, different husband, wretched, feeling the misery of her life. And she's probably crying out to God. And you know, I wonder how many times she looked at that mountain. Because her fathers had taught her that that's where they were to worship God. And as you, I can see her in the spirit, I'm telling you. And she's saying, God, if you're a real God, if you care at all about me, can you not do something about my circumstances? Can you not do something about my condition? Is there not something you can change in me that I can change my environment? Hallelujah! Heaven heard the word!
Amen.
God, just turn around a minute. Turn around this way. God went to Jesus. You're supposed to turn around.
Amen.
He says, there's a woman over there. And I have heard her cry. I have seen her tears. I have felt her pain. Go. Speak to her. Give her living water.
Amen.
He probably needs some water too, living water. So Jesus, sitting there with the disciples, talking to them, they're talking to him, but he's not there. He's already down the road, and he says to his disciples, come, I have an appointment of the Father.
Amen.
So the word gets up. And the word starts walking. Walking down that wood. Making his way to Samaria. Making his way to that well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walking down the road. Hallelujah. In his heart interceding. In his heart interceding. In his heart praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the time that he's walking. His disciples are probably talking to him and talking to each other. Looking around at the scenery. Admiring the sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unbeknownst that the word was walking with them. Hallelujah. The word was moving up under the power. The Spirit of God!
Hallelujah!
How many of us at the
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You are supposed to be that word.
Amen.
John chapter 17. Hallelujah. Jesus says, Father, give me. Give me. Oh my God, can you hear it in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Give me the glory.
Amen.
That I had with thee before the world was. Hallelujah. And then he turns around to his disciples and says, I have given them thy word. Hallelujah. What was he doing? He was passing the mantle of authority. Hallelujah. That had been given to him by virtue of his relationship as son to God. Hallelujah. Even as the mantle that was upon Elijah. Hallelujah. As Elijah was caught up into that fiery chariot. Hallelujah! To escape the realm of hell and death. Breaking through time. Hallelujah. He was breaking through time. Into eternity. Loose him. And it was a double portion. Double.
Amen.
Do you know what the scripture says about you, brother?
It
says, I'm going to pour out the rain. Former rain as well as the latter rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Says I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. You're still sitting in your seats.
Come on, 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 come on,
I think you must have glue on your backsides. Oh, you have one of those rubber bungees. And every time you get up, it goes bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. Oh my God! Don't you understand? The Bible is not talking about these people. This Bible is talking about you. It's talking about you and your children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a scripture that is found in the New Testament. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. You're afraid I'm going to fall down off that thing. You're afraid I'm going to fall down off that thing, aren't you? Hallelujah. Well, if I fall down, maybe somebody will catch me. Or you can exercise your godness and raise me up from the dead. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus talking with his disciples.
Jesus
Amen.
He said to them, you see these things that I do? You will do these things also. Now, somebody, you should shout, and... greater things shall you do!
Hallelujah!
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 Amen, Jesus.
What greater things can you do than what Jesus did? Can you, have you ever thought about it? I was reading it as a boy one time, as a young man. And you know how you read something, you go by it, and you stop, and you go back? I said to God, God, what greater thing could we do that you did not do? What greater miracle? Hallelujah. He healed limbs. Made limbs where there was no limbs. Made eyes where there was no eyes. Made ears where there was no ears. Hallelujah. Raised the dead. Cleansed the leopard. Hallelujah. And if that isn't enough, he overcame death and he rose from the grave. And 3 days.
Hallelujah.
What greater thing? What greater thing? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said it this way. Some of you here shall not see death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But they will walk from mortality into mortality. Immortality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will walk. Hallelujah. Out of this flesh and blood and flesh and sin into divine humanity. Hallelujah. And they, and you, and you, and this baby, and you, you shall finish the devil.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's your job. It's your job. It's your job to finish the devil. Why are you waiting till you die to get into heaven? They don't have a retort. The Bible says that they, who are the they? Who are the they?
We.
No. The they is not we. The they is them. Did you get it?
Yes.
It's not we. It's them. Those that have already gone over. Oh, you're what you're thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says we are surrounded. With so great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Witnesses that Hebrews says they gave up deliverance for the hope of a better resurrection. And that they, without us, cannot be perfect. Hallelujah! Can you imagine, brother, teaching Paul something? Can you imagine, brother, teaching Peter something? Hallelujah. Can you imagine, brother, of being able to show Stephen, who was stoned by the Sanhedrin, the religious, society of the day? Can you imagine showing Stephen how to overcome? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's in the Word of God. They're watching you. When the spirits call you, when they send out that spirit to call you to come to give oblation, the saints are watching you. You know what I'm talking about, right? Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. When you're called to come back to the village. When you're called to give an oblation for your marriage. When you're called in order to pay homage for the burial of your ancestors. Hallelujah. Are you called to come back and give homage to grandma and grandpa? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The saints are watching you. What will he do? What will she do? How will she overcome it? Hallelujah! And when your children are born, do you offer them to that familiar spirit to go out to get the offering that is being required? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Or you want to name the child? Do you name him after a familiar spirit? Or do you pull down the name of God out of heaven? Hallelujah! That heaven might prophesy over that child to be an overcomer. Oh yes, I've been in Africa a long time. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Some places they get things like stone and sugar and wood and they place it on a table.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know there's similar customs all over. Because you see the devil is not a creative person. He doesn't have power of creation in him. And furthermore, the devil does not believe that you and I are very smart. Why should he? In 6,000 years, there hasn't been a contingent or a congregation of people that has ever joined together to overcome him. Our congregations get bigger.
More
souls are souls may be being saved. But we have no power over the darkness. Why? Because we're still paying tribute to the devil. We're still playing tribute to the devil. You know, there was a similar problem in Daniel's day. I'm going to let you go here in just a minute. I think you're getting tired of sitting down. I think you're losing your spiritual energy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel had a similar problem. Daniel wanted to hear something directly from God. So he was knocking on God's door. You know the Bible says, knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find. Hallelujah. So Daniel knocking for 21 days fasting, praying, wanted to know what was going to happen to his people at the end of time. 21 days! And it says, the Bible says that when he asked the first day, God sent the messenger, Gabriel.
Amen.
But guess what? Guess what? He ran into a spirit that is called the Prince of Persia. Hallelujah. And that Prince of Persia was so strong, hallelujah, that it resisted the word of God. Hallelujah. So Gabriel had to call back to heaven. And he said, Father of lights, send Michael. Hallelujah. Do you know what Michael had? Hallelujah. Michael had the blood. He is the one that carries the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when he brought the blood, there was a parting of that sea, even as the Red Sea parted, and the word of God went down to Daniel. What made it so tough? What made it so hard? You see, the Jewish people had been conformed to the worship of Baal.
ታውቃላችሁ ታሪኩን እነሱን እንዲያመልኩ ናቡከደነጾር ብዙ ነገር ያደረገበት
The children of God had been given over to the spirits of Baal.
ታውቃላችሁ እንግዲህ የእስራኤል ልጆች ተስፋ የተደፋላቸው ባልን እንዲያመልኩ ጫና የተደረገበት
The spirits of Astaroth. The spirits of Chemosh. The spirits of Moloch. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So they, the children of Israel, was a wall of defense against the word of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You have a responsibility. And unfortunately now you have an accountability. Because the word of God is coming to knock on your doors. And you are the one that will have to make the final decision. You know, there is a practice in one of the countries in Africa that I went to. You know, when I say these things, I believe that I'm being led of the Spirit. You see, the devil cannot take the firstborn son. You know that. He cannot have the firstborn son. Not legally. It's in the word of God. The firstborn that come forth out of the matrix is unto God. That doesn't mean that the firstborn son doesn't have a problem and has to overcome, because he does.
ምክንያቱም ይሄ በኩር የሆነው የመጣው ለማሸነፍ ነው የመጣው ደግሞ በእኛ ላይ የበላይ ሊሆን ነው
አሜን but the devil takes the firstborn daughter
ስለዚህ ታውቃላችሁ የመጀመሪያውን በኩር ደግሞ ምን ሊያደርግ እንደነበረ መጀመሪያ ላይ ሰይጣን ገሎ የሚያስቀር ነው የመሰለው
and that daughter is married to a spirit
ታውቃላችሁ ለዚህ ግን በኩር መገኘት የሆነችው ምክንያት ማርያም ናት
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that daughter can never marry. She can have as many men as she wants. And in that position and that condition, she can have as many children as she can bear.
Hallelujah.
And if that daughter becomes a Christian, she becomes barren. You have such a thing here? Boy, you're quiet. Over the years, the women developed a medical thing that they call fibroids. And it's amazing how many women suffer, Christian women suffer from the malady of fibroids and cannot bear children. And it was over 40 years ago when we first ran into it. And I want to tell you that the power of God is able to break it. Hallelujah. Break the curse. Break the claim or the right of inheritance to the devil. Hallelujah. And the first case we ran into it,
over in West Africa. Hallelujah. A woman came forth who had been married for 5 years. Firstborn daughter. And she was going to have an operation to save her life. Hallelujah. Barren, unable to bear children. We prayed for her. God healed her. God broke the curse over her life. Hallelujah. She conceived. She brought forth a number of children. Her sisters who were married, who were barren, conceived and brought forth children, every one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How long will we serve a devil and serve a God? Hallelujah. Vacillating between them and God. God and them. Hallelujah. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God bless you and thank you very much.
ገበረ አባታችን ወስለ ቃል ኃይል ስም ይባረክ። ስራቱን ይፈታ ጨለማ ሁሉ ይብራ። ሁሉ ይነሳ። ቃል ያዘለለን ጌታው ቀንደር ይሰበር። በመካከላችን የሚሆን በእጭ ጌታው ማንኛውም የዲያብሎስ ስራ የፈረሰ ይሁን።